Hi, did you know that there is a disease called kuru? So that causes uncontrollable laughing and is transmitted through cannibalism. Isn't that crazy? I love learning these weird, morbid, disturbing facts because I feel like there's so much in this world that we don't even know and we're just scratching the surface. It's impossible for us to know everything, but like the fact that this exists because somebody's actually eating people is really fucked up. Like, what is wrong with you people? So welcome to an episode of Nevermind a Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Swamp. So it's been kind of a interesting week for me. So yesterday was my birthday, and you know, it was fine. You know, it's just another year that I see, and you know, it's getting to a very serious year, but I'm happy, you know. It's tough because like it took me a long time to get to this place, and then a few days later I'm gonna have to be depressed again because it'll be the anniversary of my son's death. So, you know, it's tough because I'm still grieving. Obviously, I'm probably going to grieve this forever. And, you know, grief is never linear. Like, you know, it's something that will be stuck with me forever. And if anybody knows what it's like, it is just the worst kind of pain. And, you know, it's tough because you want, you know, I have a son now and he's, you know, and thankfully he's happy and healthy, and I feel like I still get reminded of what could have been with my other son, you know. So there's times I still think about that, and it's not easy, you know. Like, everybody thinks that, you know, just because I'm laughing and joking I don't get sad, you know, but there's times I get sad, you know. Like, sometimes the people who are the ones making others laugh are probably the saddest ones on the inside, you know, because it's tough. I'm sorry if I'm bringing the show down with my sadness, but it's just something that it's nearby. Wasn't gonna do this episode this week. I was gonna skip it, but then I figured, you know what, I can't do that to you guys because I want to bring you guys music and I want to keep it rolling. And because like I have a duty to bring these bands that don't get heard to get heard, because I feel like a lot of people are, punk is going back underground, and it's a tough thing, you know. It's a tough thing to go through grief, and I'm trying my best to keep my mind occupied and doing all these other things in my life, even taking the EKG class and trying to get certified and trying different aspects. A lot of people still ask me if I'm doing real estate. I'm not, because I'm definitely, I'm on to something else. Like, grief really changed me. It changed, like, I was making tons of money on real estate, and then for some reason, it just wasn't making me happy, because I was like, you know, obviously when I went through the biggest horrible day of my life, it really caused me to change direction in my life. I'm no longer doing real estate. I'm trying to go into the health field because I feel like and I'm sorry if I'm getting emotional because it's tough to talk about, you know, but I'm going to the health field because the day that my son passed, I felt like I should have been his voice, and I felt like I could have done more. And I know he probably wouldn't be here. But I felt like I should have fought for him harder, you know? And that's a regret that I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life. You know, I wish I would have fought harder to get them to try something, to keep him here or something, you know? And that's something that now is forcing me to go to the health field, because I feel like I want to be the voice for the voiceless, like CM Punk says, but also like it's makes sense. I want to be, you know, once I get into the health field and do more things, I want to stand up for people more, because I feel like a lot of these health care providers, a lot of them just want to do their job and, you know, move on and go to the next patient. It's just wrong when you go and then you're left with the pain forever, you know. So that is why, you know, sharing my personal life with you guys, because I know that somebody out there has probably felt the same way I did, and it's fucking terrible. And the anniversary's coming up, and I still wish I would have fought harder for him. I really did. And like, that's like the biggest pain that I'm stuck with for the rest of my life, you know? But back to the music before I get crying and all this, it's craziness. But the first act, I've had him on the show before, is Jimmy Vapid. And this is a cover of a Donna song. Like, who would have thought a Donna song would sound like a Ramones punk song? It's so cool. Everybody's smoking Chiba. Like, I didn't think that you could take a Donna song. I love that Jimmy is taking these songs that I would never think would be a cool punk song, and he turns it into a cool punk song. So check it out. This is Everybody Smoking Chiba. It's a Donna's cover song by Jimmy Vapid.
Every son and every daughter growing Chiba in their locker. Give it, give it. Give it, give it. It's the herb that we must see. Everybody smoking Chiba.
Everybody Smoking Chiba, which is a Donna's cover song by Jimmy Vapid. This next band is from New Haven. They're called Piss Poor. They sent me a video, but somehow I wanted to convert it into a song for the podcast because I think I had their video on my show when I was doing videos, but I wanted to switch it up because I feel like this song needs to be heard, you know. And also they're releasing, I think they're releasing a record soon, but I'm not sure when. I have to check that out. But the song is called Hollow Eyes. And yeah, even though the video is sick, I just wanted to add the song on here. I was doing videos at some point, but it just got to be a lot. And especially with a lot of bands that don't have music videos, and you know, a lot of people are telling me that it was tough for them because they don't have a music video and they just wanted to send me the song instead. So I ended up converting the video into a song, and it was the right move because I feel like this song definitely deserves to be heard and definitely deserves to be on the podcast. So this is Piss Poor with Hollow Eyes. that was Piss Poor with Hollow Eyes. And this next band are from Atlanta. They're called Motorloaf. And they're a hardcore punk band. And they initially sent me the video. But again, they sent me the email such a long time ago. And I feel bad because I didn't put it on the show. But it's such a great song. The song is called Facepalm. I don't know how many times I've done facepalms at my job. I've probably done so many of them that my face isn't even a face anymore. It's just a palm. But this band is awesome. I felt the lyrics of this song to my core, because there is days where I'm just like, what is a point? Holy hell. Like, there's, like, you get up, and sometimes, you know, it's tough, especially like when you're going through something, or there's times where you're just like, why isn't anything going well at all? And it's just, I understand the point of the song, and I wanted to convert the video into the song, adding it to this week's episode, and as well as the right move again. Man, I am killing it today. So definitely check it out. This band's awesome, called Motorloaf, and the song is called Facepalm. So that was Motorloaf with Facepalm. And this next band, they're called Coal Canary. This song is called The American Dream. And the song, the band, they're from, some bandmates are from Killingly, Connecticut, and Providence, Rhode Island, which they're kind of nearby if you think about it. If you were to start a band in two different states, that's where you would want to be, so you're not super far away, like hours away, maybe an hour or two, which is still fine, you know? And I give credit to people that can do that, because even getting people together is just like a pain in the ass to get people to fan passes together, because like people have different schedules and kids and lives. It's just tough. So I give them credit. So this band is called Coal Canary. The song is called The American Dream. It has a very much of a Cramp sounding vibe to it, which I love the Cramps, and they're one of my favorite bands. And I was so excited when they sent me the song. I was like, hell yes, I'm gonna play this on my show. So definitely give it a shot. And I think they released a tape on their Bandcamp. So this is The American Dream by Cold Canary. The American Dream by Cold Canary, and we're at the last song of the episode. Oh my goodness, who would have thought I'd finish another episode with the week that I've had? So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking out the show and to the bands that keep sending me music. I encourage you guys, if you have more songs that you want me to play, feel free to send it to izzysmut@gmail.com. I'm not just like a once you send me a song, I never hear from you again. I'm always encouraging you guys to send me more music. Also, send me stuff that you want me to share on my story. It's important because I want to spread the word about your band. So if you have a show or music or anything, just send it over to me and I'll promote. I'm not charging you a damn thing. I'm just doing it because I want to do it. You know, it's just the way it is. That's punk rock. You don't always have to get paid to do everything. That's just how it is. It's the punk rocker in me, DIY. So, the last band is called More or Less Right. They're a Canadian/American, you know, wow. They're a punk rock pop punk band. So, it just gave me very, like, 2000s, millennial, Blink-182, like, no effects kind of vibe. Some of the members are Canadian and American. So, that's kind of cool. So, they've been a band since 1997. That's a long-ass time. So see, this is the kind of stuff that I like. It's about finding out by bands that have been working their ass off for many years, and I don't know about them until they send me a song. And I'm like, oh my God, where have you been? You know? So it's kind of cool when you find that stuff out. This song is called Ubitori. So basically, it's Japanese. So it encourages self-acceptance and avoiding comparisons to others. I love that positivity and the message that this song sends. And I feel like more people should be Ubitori. Or Weebitori. Ubitori? God damn it, I can't. I try my best, okay? English was my second language. So check it out. Thank you guys for everything. This is Ubitori by More or Less Right. Right out.